This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 125 for Monday, November 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are lower on Monday morning due to weakness in Chicago soy oil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The January canola contract is down $2.90 at $5.3970 per ton. The March contract is down $3 at $5.4460 per ton. The Canadian dollar is higher at 75.35 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 75.09. The Canadian Grain Commission announced over the weekend that it is suspending the licenses of CanPulse Foods, Global Grain Canada, and their parent company, Global Ways Canada, for 30 days. The commission says the companies do not have the security to cover money owed to farmers. On the final day of campaigning in the United States elections, the markets could be rather skittish, given the outcome of tomorrow's results could lead to further political turmoil. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 204,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. Delivery is scheduled for the current marketing year. Ahead of this afternoon's USDA crop progress report, the markets believe the U.S. corn harvest should be around 85% complete. In Argentina, the government ordered oilseed workers back to their jobs on Saturday, ending their strike. Safras and Mercado peg the Brazil soybean crop for 2020-21 to be 133.5 million tons, despite dry conditions causing delays to planting. That's up by 1.3 million tons from their previous estimate. About 35% of the Brazil soybeans are in the ground, compared to the average of 44%. Safras and Mercado also put Brazil corn production at 116.4 million tons, up 900,000 tons from their previous estimate. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Monday morning. The January soybean contract is down 2 cents at $10.54 per bushel. December soy oil is down a tenth of a cent at 33.51 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $3.20 at $3.8180 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower Monday morning, with the December contract down 2 cents at $3.965 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the December contract up a penny at $2.985 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher on Monday morning. Chicago December is up a dime at $6.09. Kansas City December is up 14 cents at 555.5, and Minneapolis December is up 6.5 cents at 559. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 2nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.